A simple slav, you know, this therefore shows that if you talk about the products, you can probably have three kinds of classification, as I said: natural raw material, we manufactured goods, and agricultural goods. And if you look at natural raw materials which are available, which are obviously processed and used by the industry and which is used for industrial goods, whereas a manufactured goods could be for consumer goods as well as manufacturing of industrial goods. And the same thing for agricultural goods, you could manufacture consumer goods as well as you could manufacture industrial goods. Just remember this and picturize it in your minds, which is classification of goods. With that, dear, we come to the next one, and that is, what is marketing? So what we did in the first half, not first half, one of the objective, learning objective was market, and the second was, now we'll talk about marketing. So since we have understood markets, we understood type of markets, now we need to understand what is marketing. Dear, marketing is defined by many people in different ways. Many definitions are there in marketing. You know, some people define marketing as, you see, selling of goods for a profit to the buyer. For a profit, that's important. Now you say, why for a profit? See, let's say I manufacture a clicker or I manufacture a pen. My manufacturing cost is 1 rupee. I sell it, I market it at 90 paisa. People buy. Now that's also marketing. But is this good marketing? We need to understand. Is it good marketing? Because how many times can I sell it at loss? So obviously you need to understand, we say profitably disposing of its produce. So marketing could also be defined as people selling goods, disposing of goods profitably. Now there are various examples of or definitions of marketing. Let's look at a few of them. Some people say that marketing is a comprehensive term, and therefore it includes all the resources and all different activities that we as marketeers do to see that goods or services are reaching the consumer from the producer is called as marketing. Which means anything and everything that we do to see that goods are moved from the producer to the consumer is marketing. So it is a comprehensive term, because everything, sab kuch jo hum karte hain, ki bhaiya maal bana factory mein aur wahan se aapke paas pahuncha, jo bhi hum karte hain, is called as marketing. So it's a comprehensive term. And therefore we say, how does marketing start? Very simple, boss. I told you, marketing starts with the identification of what is it that your consumer needs. Marketing starts with the identification of what it is that your consumer wants, the consumer demands, the consumer desires. And importantly, it doesn't end there. You have to understand whether you have understood that need of the consumer correctly. Now that is important, you know. Many times, for example, we teach in class sometimes and we ask, dear friends, have you understood what I'm saying? People will say yes. The point is, have they understood the way I want them to understand? I'm repeating. Have you understood the way I want you to understand? Now, there may be a gap. There could be a gap. So I, as a marketer, need to understand, have you understood? Once I know that, yes, I have understood what my consumer wants correctly, then I will make a product, then I will make a service, and then I will give this product and service to the marketeer, so that the consumer, so that the consumer goes and buys the product. And I say, I just a recent workshop, I say, why do we need to sell, boss? He says, I need to sell. Why do you need to sell? If you are giving something which you feel is a product or a service which will help satisfy the customer's needs and wants, then the customer will buy, na baba. The customer will buy. Why you want to sell? You don't have to sell. Customer will buy. Yes, but you need to make them aware. The customer will have some questions. You may need to make them understand. That's okay. That's okay. Right. So what I say therefore is that today the modern concept of marketing is customer oriented. The entire focus of good companies is on the customer. We want to see to make your customer happy. We want to see that the customer is delighted. We want to therefore do everything focused towards the customer. We want to see that what is it that we can do so that the customer is not only simply happy, is not only simply satisfied, but is delighted. And once we are able to do that, let me tell you and let me promise you, let me agree, I'm sure you agree with me, that therefore the orientation of this company and the focus of this company being on the customer becomes profitable. And the modern concept of marketing, therefore, dear friend, is customer orientation and focus on earning profits through customer, not satisfaction, but delight, boss. Let's look at delighting the customer, you know, and that's good marketing. Hey, I am truly a marketing guy. You see, I have always, you know, I sell everything. I say in most of the time, my LinkedIn profile said that I was a salesman, you know, because that's what I do. Yeah. In my companies also, what do I do? Yeah. I sell. And I sell, what do I mean? When I sell, what do I mean? I don't sell. I tell them what is it in it, them. And they come and say, wow, sir, that's good, you know. So we need to buy. Let's look at this, you know. What are the features of marketing? Now you can define marketing many other ways also, huh? What are the features of marketing? Now marketing activities start with the consumer and ends with the consumer. Remember, dear, it starts with the consumer and it ends with the consumer. But when it ends, you have to satisfy his needs. You have to satisfy their needs. You have to satisfy their wants. You need to do that, boss. We can also say second feature of marketing could be marketing deals with the exchange of goods and services with money as a medium of exchange, because we want to be a profitable company. We could also say that marketing is therefore a continuous activity. Now you say, what is continuous? I'll explain you. Today the consumer has a particular need. Does that mean that his need will always be constant? The answer is no. The needs will be dynamic. Today he is happy with what he is getting. But does it mean that tomorrow also he will be happy in what he is getting? The answer may be no. In such a situation, marketeers need to continuously understand and look at what is it that they should do. And they should be continuously looking at not the need of the customer, but the changing needs of the customer. And once you know that here the needs are changing, we as good marketeer need to therefore adapt our product, adapt our services to meet not those needs, but the changing needs of the consumer. And therefore, marketing is a continuous activity and goods are manufactured and distributed to the consumer as per their demand. That's what, remember this, beta. Please remember this. The next feature, marketing creates time, place and possession utilities, which means that it has to be available, the product or service has to be available at the right time when the consumer wants it, has to be available at the right place when the consumer wants it, and has to be available in a way that they are able to possess that goods or service that you're selling. The consumer, therefore, has to be able to buy the right product at the right time, at the right place, at the right price, at the right time. And when he requires it, boss. Not when he doesn't require it. You're not keeping well. Let's take an example. You're not keeping well. You want the doctor to see you. You want his services. Now you call the doctor is not coming. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So what do? You probably have taken some crucin. Suppose you are not feeling well, you have temperature. And you know, you take a crucin. And you take a crucin, and afterwards, when you know, after next day the doctor comes, what is the use? So therefore, it is very, very important that the consumer is able to obtain the product or the service, and the product or the service has to be the right product delivered to them at the right time at the right price. That's the challenge of marketing, boss. Oh, marketing is very exciting, let me tell you, you know. We can also say that marketing concept is therefore the societal marketing concept which focuses on three factors. What are those? One, customer demand satisfaction. What are those? Customer demand satisfaction. We have already talked about satisfaction, we have already talked about demand, we have already talked about customer. Which means that in a societal marketing concept, we need to understand that we should be able to actually satisfy, and we say customer demand satisfaction. Two, everything that we will do and we should do will be through public interest. Which means what? You might have heard about social marketing. You talked about, you know, you might have heard about some advertisement which says you buy this product, 1 rupee will go to the Cry Foundation. Right? As an example. Public interest. What is social marketing, therefore? They say every organization has got certain belongingness to the society at large. And what we as organization do for the society is called as a societal marketing concept, you know. And if we are able to have the customer demand satisfaction, if we are able to look and take care of the public interest, our profitability will always necessarily come. Is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong, boss. Write to me. And therefore, we can also say that marketing is an integrated process. What is integrated? Planned process. And is based on different strategies that we use, different plans that we will use to see that we are able to get and give the consumer what he or she wants to satisfy his or her needs, wants, demands, desires. We can also say, therefore, you need to produce. Sir, marketing hi karenge kya, production nahi karenge kya? Karenge, zarur karenge. Production and marketing are related. Marketing is an integral part of business, because dear friends, I do workshops and I coach people on businesses. And I asked one in one workshop, dear friends, what are the things that you require to do a good business? You know, people raise their hand and talk to me about, well, I need money, I need capital, you know, I need a good product, I need a good idea, I need a good service, I need good people, I need offices, I need infrastructure, I need internet or whatever, you know. So, infrastructure, a lot of things. I said, let us assume that you have a product, excellent product. You have a great infrastructure, buildings, you know. You have a great product or service, you see. Great, great, great product or service. You have appointed great people, appointed them from IIT, IIMs, you know, in case of a technological product. You are paying them good salaries, hard salaries, big salaries, very good, absolutely fabulous product. But dear, you don't have one customer. You don't have one customer. What is the use? And therefore I go on to say, please don't misunderstand me. I say that companies' assets have got very low value without the existence of a customer. And therefore, the main value of a company is to always continuously look at customer, be customer focused, be customer centric, be a customer centric organization, give the customer what they want, and then they will buy, and you have a customer. Now when you have a customer, all these has got value. Production has got value. People have got value. Processes have got value. Systems has got value. But if you have no customer, then these has no value. All of you, dear, sitting here, looking at this video, so many people enroll for our course on this. One of the best courses that we have at Willinkers. Fantastic, you know. Let me tell you, dear. Let's say we have a great infrastructure, we have a great school, you know. We are absolutely fabulous, you know. We are doing wow. Great professors, PhDs, experienced, qualified, very good. But you are not looking at me. What is the use? Is there any use? Let me tell you. Let me ask you, is there any use? But here the use is when you 20,000 people are looking at this video and say, wow, that's good, you know, because you are there, our value is there. You are not there, you cut this video up, my value is not there. I may be PhD, I may be 25 years experience, I may be running 3 companies, I may be doing an excellent job in whatever I'm doing, but dear, no value, because you have switched off this video, and I'm sure you're not going to do that, and that is the value that we as Willinkers provide, you know. That's value, sir. So the long-term objective of marketing, therefore, is profit maximization through customer satisfaction. Profit maximization through customer delight. I want you to be delighted, dear friends. I want you to be happy, you know. And I want you to understand, and I want you to, and I really, really want you that the time that you're spending to see this video is worthwhile. Then only I have been able to do a mark. Otherwise, Dr. Bhattacharya has no value. So that's the objective. So marketing facilities, large scale production, employment opportunities, social welfare. Wow, wow, and wow. Yeah. So those many things which we can do, dear. And therefore, modern marketing begins with the customer, not with production, not with sales, not with technology, not with services, not with landmarks, but it begins and ends with that. It begins and ends, I'm saying this, with customer satisfaction and social well-being, societal responsibility. And therefore, what does it cover? Seeking. Marketing covers 3 things, you know. One is called as seeking. What is seeking? The purpose of seeking is discover the customer and understand the customer needs, wants, demands, desires, you see. Second is matching, which means it's a match. Marketing is a matching process. Customer demand must be matched with what we have to offer. Customer demands may be matched with the organization resources. Customer demands may be matched with the environmental limitation. Customer demand should be looked at, taking into consideration the competition. Customer demand has to be matched by looking at, are we doing something which is in line with government regulations, general economic conditions, and so on, dear, and so on. So marketing process consists of one, seeking, understanding the customer needs, right, and discovering the customer. The second, now matching. What is it that you need? And the third is programming. And here is where your actual marketing work starts. And that is a marketing program. We call this that every organization, in order to do good in business, and if it is selling a product, has to take care of what we call as a marketing mix, or the 4 P's of marketing. And this is product, this is price, this is place. Place means distribution, and this is promotion. And this is what we need to understand, which means we will make a good product, which means we'll give it at the right price, which means we'll make the product available at the places where you want to buy it from, which means that we will need to promote the product so that you're aware where the product is available from. And therefore, dear, when we are going to do this in a right way, the marketing will accomplish its twin objective, one, to customer delight, and two, profitability. If I give you delight, profitability will come. And that's what is marketing. So if you look at this slide, very simply we have put it, discover and translate the consumer needs and desires into products or services. So understand their needs, translate them into products or services, create demands for the product or services, because once you are aware, you are creating demand, serve the consumer demand with the help of marketing channels, make the product available through various channels of distribution. I'm going to talk to you about distribution, and then in turn, expand the market. Then we go ahead and do better work. Expand the market, even in face of keen competition. I don't worry. I am not worried, because I am looking at my customer. I am looking at what I am able to do well. I'm learning from the competition, yes, but I'm going to give you, and I'm going to give you my customer, the best boss. And I need to have this. I need to make it. I need to give it, boss. Like, that's what I'm looking at, you know. So that's a simple marketing process that we look at. I'm sure you're enjoying this video. Now, what is the importance? Oh, marketing is the most important and significant activity even in our society. Dear, somebody asked me, let me share with you, you know. I was doing a lecture somewhere in I'm not in the college, you know, a big college. And you know, one guy asked me that, sir, I'm in supply chain. Why should I learn marketing? Another guy immediately asked me, sir, I have been into R&D for about 5 years' time. And why do I need marketing? And somebody asked me that, sir, I'm thoroughly into accounts, you see. I don't think I need marketing. I said, well, what's your question? He says, tell me, why do I study marketing? Well, I said, dear, when you clear out from here and all will be MBAs, and you go for an interview, there are 5 people called for an interview, let's say. All have got the same qualifications, all are MBA. Polika, yes, sir. All have got requisite experiences that the company may be looking at. Polika, yes, sir. Polika, all probably are working and getting the same kind of money that they are looking at, approximately 1 lakh here, there. Is it not? Polika, yes, sir. Polika, yet the company is going to take only 1 candidate. Is it not, sir? He says, yes, sir. Polika, then who is the company going to take? Everybody has the same qualification, everybody has got the same skill, everybody probably the same kind of experience, everybody may be looking at the same kind of salary. Then what is this the company is going to take you for? The company, so say, sir, I said, let me answer you. I said, the company is going to take that candidate who is going to, or who will be able to market his skills well to the company. Is it not? So you need marketing. See, any kind of relationship, your husband, wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your friends, what happens? It's understanding need of one another. And once you're understanding the need, you're able to give them what one another wants, you look good to them. So dear, marketing is life, bacha. It's life, I say, you know. It is just life, you know. And therefore, I think there cannot be any more better way to explain marketing, that irrespective of what you do, you need to market your skills. As an individual, I say, I am a brand. You are a brand seeing this video, what's your name? Because people are looking to you, boss. Your behavior, your personality, your style, you as a person. Yeah? And therefore, we need to understand that marketing is very, very important. Production is very important, yes. And production and marketing are 2 pillars, therefore, of an efficient economy. And production and consumption are 2 wheels of an economy which are linked with the powerful belt of marketing. So, you know, you produce as a company, consumer consumes your product. Beech mein kaun hai? Marketing. So we say that the production and consumption are 2 wheels of an economy which are linked with the powerful belt of marketing. So that is important. Marketing, therefore, what is the importance of the society? Wow, a lot of importance. It removes imbalances of supply by transferring the surplus of goods into different area through better transportation. And therefore brings price stabilization, which is really important to the society. Marketing helps to achieve, maintain and raise the standard of living and the quality of life of people, of consumers in the society. We tell you this is what it is. It's a better product. It's going to do so many things. What do? You go and buy. So it helps you enrich your lives. It helps you enrich, achieve, maintain, and raise the standard of living, sir. Does it not increase employment opportunities for people? Does it not, therefore, because of buying and selling transaction happening, does it not helps increase the national income of any country? The answer is yes. So these are very, very important here. Marketing helps to maintain economic stability and economic development. Marketing is therefore a great, vital, crucial link between the consumer and the manufacturer. Marketing helps giving products and services to satisfy the human needs, wants, demands, and desires.